like, you live with a woman? I'm like, yeah. And they're like, oh. And it never occurred to me that anybody thought I was a lesbian until I was like at Melissa Etheridge's wedding a couple of weeks ago. And everyone's like, everybody knows the best kept secret. And I'm like, first of all, that wouldn't be a secret if I was gay. I would tell every, you think the shit I'm telling people is a secret? If I was gay, everybody would know about it. I'm not gay. I'm not interested, okay? Back off, all you fucking lesbians, back off. But Shelly's great, because Shelly's the kind of friend, when you're like me and you live a delusional lifestyle and, you know, I drink excessively and I'm proud of it and I don't feel bad, but sometimes I very rarely have like that shame spiral that you have the next day. And sometimes I do, and I wake up and I'll say to Shelly, hey, I'm not feeling great about my showing last night, you know. She goes, you were fine. You're totally fine. Don't worry about it. I was like, well, I spilled a drink on myself. She goes, that drink attacked you. Like, oh, even you're like, oh, thank you, Shelly. Thank you for clearing that up. We went to Hawaii. I had to finish my book. We went to Hawaii. We took a bunch of girlfriends, and I had to finish my book. I said, lock me in the room. And the night we came out, we had this big party, and all we had was pretzels. These big, straight, jumbo, fucking asshole pretzels. They were huge, but I was just celebrating. I ate, I was like, okay, and I had finally finished it. And we go back to LA, a week goes by, I felt like I had a canker sore from the pretzels. And then like 2 weeks go by. I had to leave work early, like a delinquent, and to go to a dental appointment. And I go to the dentist, I'm like, I think I have a canker sore. And she goes, oh, there's something stuck on there. It looks like there's a little piece of a pretzel lodged on the roof of your mouth. I said, come again? It's a fucking dead pretzel living in my mouth? It's a pretzel squatting in my, what else is up there? What is there, a tortilla chip? Get it out, get everything out. What is it, a Lazy Susan up there? What do you mean there's a dead pretzel? And I'm freaking out going, who do you know? Who are you gonna tell about this? My oral hygiene is out the window, not like it's ever been in the window. She said, oh, don't worry, this happens to a lot of people. I go, oh, does it? You fucking Amelia Bedelia character, does it? I've never met anybody who had a pretzel lodged on the roof of their mouth. You fucking sick bitch, tell me the truth. And then she got it out, dislodged it, and showed it to me. I was so disgusted. I was humiliated. I was humiliated with myself, with her. I could never see her again either. I was like, this dental arrangement's over. And I went and I left there. You can't tell anyone that. You can't call your boyfriend and be like, oh, hey, I found a sock in my asshole. I mean, you. What are you supposed to say? You don't admit that shit. Even if God is coming down from the sky with the pretzel that he found, you're like, oh, it wasn't me. I could call Shelly. I called Shelly, and she's at work at her law firm, Schnicked and Dine and Bagel Sham. Hot pastrami, corned beef, Jew and Associates. And I call Shelly, and I said, I need to talk to you. It's kind of an emergency. And she goes, I'm on a conference call with all of my partners. I go, well, you need to get off the call. And you need to get on a secure landline. Something pretty serious has happened. And she calls me back. She will get off that phone call to call me. She's like, what's going on? I said, I went to the dentist, Shelly. She goes, oh my God, do you feel better? I go, no, not really. They found a fucking pretzel. A pretzel and his family. Living in my mouth. She goes, you said you weren't gonna have pretzels after those pretzels in Hawaii. I said, I fucking didn't. And there's like that little bit of silence, like that balloon of silence. And I'm thinking, what is she gonna say? She goes, I knew there was something wrong with those fucking pretzels. And that's the kind of friend, if you're somebody like me, that you need. Give her a round of applause. She deserves it.
Watch Chelsea Handler, You Gotta Be Kidding Me, only on Netflix.